tree. So I roll,
rolling and tumbling,
and I tumble,
rolling and tumbling.
Yeah.
And I tumble, rolling and tumbling.
Yeah, I roll,
rolling and tumbling.
And I tumble,
rolling and tumbling.
Yeah, I roll,
rolling and tumbling.
And I tumble,
rolling and tumbling.
St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong, keeping you connected. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you into our Grassroots Show here tonight. Welcome to 2026. Can you believe it? The first Sunday of the new year, and we've got some great local music for you and some great discussion. Our opening segment brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. And, well, like we have done for almost a handful of years now, Utah, we are welcoming in a very special guest. He usually is on the phone line, but he has graced us live and in person with his presence because something very special happened just shy of a handful of years ago, and that was a New Year's weekend debut of what I love to call Pittsburgh's MTV. Embrace it, wrap your arms around it, support it, and, well, we'll talk about that support. Music from the 412, Mr. Rocky Lamondi in the studio with us.
Thank you for having me.
Rocky, good to see you, man.
I'm doing good, man. It's the fourth year. It's starting the fourth year right now. So 3 years ago, we started the station on New Year's Eve. And so this will be the fourth year.
Wow. 4 years running, man.
Yeah.
And this is literally, folks, if you have not checked it out, you're missing out.
And I'm guessing that's all you've done for 4 years now. Because I can only imagine the amount of work this is. And I don't want to jump right into this, but I applaud you. I want to applaud you right off the bat because there is no way this is just something you just throw, you know. I spent a couple hours in the morning throwing this together. There's no way.
Actually, it's a ton of work. Scheduling the station is a lot of work. Doing my show is a ton of work, but getting bands to send their music to me is hard sometimes to get them to send it. So I got to go out and find it myself because they won't send it. So, I mean, you guys probably deal with the same thing. So it's nonstop. Every night when I get home from work, 3-4 hours on my computer, you know, mm-hmm. getting things going. But my show, it takes a ton of time. Like to do my show, one show takes me 2-3 weeks to edit.
Wow. For one show.
For one show.
And we're talking Rocky's
Rock
and Roll Symphony.
And it's an hour long.
An hour long.
And it takes 2-3 weeks, easy.
To do one show.
To do one show. And that's after Ray puts 3 weeks into it himself, putting color correcting and everything else.
And, of course, Ray is the guy who takes care of your video.
Yes, he's my videographer, I guess you would call it.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Think about that, folks. These are people that are supporting the local music scene. In their cause, just like we do. Now, we have a one-hour show every Sunday night, and it takes us, we might spend 2, maybe 2.5 hours max putting the show together.
Overall, I'm about 4 hours a week into the show is what I put in, and I was going to walk away, 9 months ago from it because I was tired of it. You know? Yeah. I mean, I take off half a day of work to do this every Monday. And
Yeah.
Well, you know. It's not work, though. It's just something you enjoy, right?
I said I take off of work.
I know.
But take off work to work.
Oops, hey, if you're listening out there, boss man, just, you know.
Bill does the same thing. He does his podcast, and he does no editing. So he does a show a week, but he don't have to spend no time
on audio.
When it's over. You're done. It just goes out live, and that's it.
You're doing live show. Yeah.
So, but it makes me kind of envious that he does shows like that because – I'm ending up doing all kind of work to do mine, you know, and he gets his done and it's, you know, in the bag. So,
yeah. Music from the 412.com is what you can check out. And you've got this continually running. And I, you know, we're always trying to get audio files. You're actually putting videos up of these bands.
Yeah. Videos and audio. We have a radio station and a video station. I do the concert calendar every week, and that's usually a band that has a video, because that's why I don't do bands that don't have videos on it, because it has to go on the TV station as well. So anybody has a video, please send it to me. I'm musicfromthe412.com, and you can also send just audio recordings for the radio station as well. So, and also, you can put your dates down there as well. So if you have a show, you can put it on our concert calendar, the Bonnie Diver does. So that's a cool thing to add, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And she does that. She do a new one every week.
Every week she does it, yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Utah was supposed to do one, but he...
Yeah. It was?
Yeah. You did. You started it. You did like two, and then you stopped.
Oh.
Don't
crap.
You remember?
Oh.
I heard
Shady
that,
Lady
I heard,
update.
I heard that he's doing a new show this year for us.
Oh, it's coming.
Okay,
trust me, it's coming.
Let's hear about it.
Oh no, no, we'll drop that. And, we'll have you on maybe when we launch it.
Again, I'd like to throw you to the fire.
So wait. What did I do a couple times?
You did a almost your like your own little con. Yeah, your Shady Lady.
Well, you
you're supposed to do it every week.
I do it for here too, and I even got out of doing it from here too because of that thing called a job, and it does take a lot of time. Like. Right. To even pay attention to my own interests, you know, it takes a lot of time. And I take away from that trying to do something like the grassroots show and other things. So it's, I respect you for what you're doing. Yeah. And, you know, on that concert calendar thing, too, I had asked Bill if there was a way to import a file, you know, and because that's easy for me. Instead of having to go through the form for show after show, I just wanted to import a file. And there's no way to do that. I wish there was. I'm like, can I just give you an Excel spreadsheet? You suck it in, and there it is.
Well, you could do that, but you have to give the title and the date and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He gives a format. I just wanted a formatted sheet. You tell me what you need. We're going off the rails here.
That's all right.
Hey, well, you should look into that because, you know, that way it makes it a heck of a lot easier.
We've got some important stuff to talk about with regard to Music from the 412 and how you folks can out there can help support it and keep it going so that, well, this time next year, we've got Rocky back in to talk about Music from the 412. But let's dive into a little bit of music here. And first up, we're going to play a guy who a lot of people might have just caught, like I did, this past fall down at Star Lake. Judas Priest was the opener. Well, Corrosion of Conformity was there, too. It was great to see those guys back again. But anyway, a guy named Alice Cooper, who we have on our station from the attic every weeknight at 7 o'clock, but his band carries three incredible guitarists, and I think the longest running guitarist in his band right now is Ryan Roxy, right? And
I believe so, you
just had him on, and as a matter of fact, this past Christmas Day, you had a show that debuted on Music from the 412 with Ryan Roxy.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool show. We did it the day that, actually the day before the show that you went to was Judas Priest.
Yeah.
So he came down to the studio. It was the first time I had a live crowd in the studio, too, so that kind of freaked me out a little bit, having a live crowd there, because normally I can, if I make a mistake, we can go do it over, but when you have a live crowd, and it was Ryan Roxy, so I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to, hey, let's do this over, and that kind of thing, so I just had to go with it, but... it was cool. He did a set for everybody at first. So he did like an hour set. And then after that, he did my show where he did like five tunes. And then I did interviewed him and stuff like that. So it came out really well, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. So we're going to play a tune called Perfect that is live from the show.
From a show. He wrote this song with Alice Cooper. They never play it live, but he played it for us for that show, and it was kind of cool that he did that.
Yeah,
someone just asked him to play it, and he's never even like,
wow.
He didn't even practice it, and he
no
played
kidding.
It, and it just turned out fantastic. Yeah,
let's listen in, folks. This is live as it happened.
Live.
Music from the 412 tonight on the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7.
I can tell you right now, it's not going to be perfect, but the song is called Perfect.
Remember it. She's an overnight sensation, the mirror on her wall. She gets a standing ovation at every tower curtain call. And she becomes a pop star in the safety of her car. But then she falls to pieces at the karaoke bar.
Help me out.
She's perfect until the lights go on, and then it all goes wrong. Now she's not so perfect. She can shake it just like J-Lo. The bedroom lights go down, but when she hits the dance floor, she's a hip-hop hippo clown. She's perfect until the lights go on, and then it all goes wrong. Now it's not so perfect. She's so perfect now. She's so fine. She's so wonderful in the arena of her mind. She's perfect. She's not perfect. She's all mine. She can't sing or dance. She ain't got a chance, but baby, she's alright. 'Cause she's perfect. She's perfect. Well, she's perfect, yeah. She's
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Have you heard the news? Not only is Cummings Candy and Coffee House celebrating 120 years in business, they're upping their roasting game and expanding their kitchen at Cummings South location in Penn Township. The menu is still a work in progress, but they'll start off with delicious burritos and pepperoni rolls, and of course some other stuff too. Plus, they've got a new fancy roaster, and now we'll be roasting their famous Main Street coffee and other coffee varieties at Cummings South.
You're the king.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Big thank you to Cummings Candy and Coffee, Barry Cummings and his crew. Four locations to serve you, including the Main Street location, which is celebrating well over a century of service to our community. It is such a cool thing that that legacy continues. And in grand style, I'm down there every week getting my Main Street blend. I love to brag about it because it is a fantastic way to start your day. And you know what the best part of waking up is? Having Cummings Candy. But the best part is, after you've bought it, you walk out of the store, you get in your car, you get to smell that the whole way.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love the smell of coffee. Oh, yeah. I don't like to drink it, but the smell of it is fantastic.
We are visiting tonight with our friend Rocky Lamondi, music from the 412, and you need to check that out. And, of course, we just heard Half Wheel and the song Rain, and, of course, Jazz Byers.
Yes, Jazz does a fantastic job. He does a show on music from the 412 called Jazz's Rock and Road Show. And he's done, I think he's like 70 shows now. I can't believe it. He just put it together, and he just loves what he's doing. And he won a big award this year for his show and everything, so he's doing good.
Fantastic.
Yep.
So give us a little bit of an overview of music from the 412 and what you have on, what people can grasp onto. Daily, for example.
Daily, you can tune to the video station. We just changed it up now, and I don't have the one-hour shows on anymore.
Okay.
I just have a new show. If there's a new show, that goes on.
Okay.
And it goes on all week long and plays. But now it's kind of just going through videos, so it would be just bands' videos over and over again.
Okay.
So it kind of pulls you in a little bit more. You see the videos instead of a one-hour show, which a lot of people ask me to do, so that's kind of what I did. And you can also watch any of the shows that were done on demand through Roku and also through the website, so you can do that. The radio station is, I mean, we highlight Pittsburgh bands and local bands, but we also play majors, or, you know, people who are signed or not from Pittsburgh as well on the radio station, more than the video station, because you got the licensing and stuff like that for video is harder. So
yeah,
we kind of stick to local bands and the people who send us their video for the video station. But it's basically just music playing all the time, and we're always looking for people, anybody out there who wants to do a cool show. You do the show, you do the work, and you send it to me, and I'll put it on.
There you go.
For sure.
Good opportunity. Now, this obviously costs money to do.
lot of money.
And you've been doing this now starting your fourth year.
Yes.
Of having music from the 412. How do you support this, or how, as we look ahead now, we're into 2026, how are we going to support this moving on so that we have this entity? Because, you know, I go back in time, and I loved when MTV debuted. And, you know, I was at that time, I was in college. And when I was home from college, my television never went off, and it drove my mother nuts. But I said, Mom, I love music. I'm going to be playing it. And it was on all the time, whether I was in the room or not. Yeah. Had MTV on. And as a matter of fact, Pittsburgh music history, one of the first bands ever played on MTV was the Silencers. So there's a great... Oh, yeah. Full circle.
What tune was that?
It was the Silencers.
Head-on collision with you?
Head-on collision, yeah. They were one of the few bands that had videos at the time. And they were on. I think they were number 42 or 43.
You could check that video out on the station. I have another station called Music from the 412 Old School. And it plays a bunch of, like, from the 70s and 80s videos of people or live shows of them as well. So it's kind of cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do we support this? How do we make this happen that you're here next year talking to us about Music from the 412?
Well, we just started. I didn't want to do it, and we're in the fourth year now, but I need some money to help. I don't really want to make money on the station. I kind of just want money to keep it going. Mm-hmm. So we're starting a PayPal thing, and we just started it this year. So if anybody wants to donate, if you have $5, $10, $20, you want to donate to the cause, it would be great. It would help keep the station going because I'm adding up what I'm spending on the station, which I don't mind spending money on it. But at some point, I have to at least, you know, maybe break even or not spend as much as I'm spending, I guess, on it.
I got you. And that's justifiable. No doubt about it. You know,
I told my girl the other day what I spend on it, and she was like, what?
But it could be anybody out there, individuals, businesses. I mean, I know you've been trying to, you know, get entities that did host music to get involved and become involved and do this as a partnership. And I know we love to brag about, you know, different entities in the same fashion. And, you know, you have the same problems we do, you know, getting people to buy into the music. We have a free concert calendar platform. We have one local duo that sends us stuff regularly. So
it's crazy.
You know, it's like you're pulling teeth to help other people and celebrate this music scene because we love what we see.
If I wasn't a musician, I would hate them. I mean, I kind of hate a lot of them anyhow, but if I wasn't a musician, I'd probably hate them because they don't do anything to help themselves out.
You wouldn't understand them as well. See that?
No,
but if you weren't a musician, you wouldn't understand them, is what I'm saying.
Okay, you think that because I understand them is why it drives me nuts more.
You give them a lot of leeway, I think. That's where I'm going with that because, you know, that's part of Shady Lady's model is, you know, my other business is a complete opposite. It's all like logical and pragmatic but I've got this musician part of me too, so I'm able to bridge that gap where a lot of people can't. Know what I mean? And that's an important thing.
Well, I mean, music is never really, to me, it's never been about money or making money. You know, I've never made money at music in my life, and I love it, and I'm 53 years old, and I go out and I play gigs and I don't make any money. It's not for money. It's kind of just because I enjoy music. And
write this down. This is historic. This is the first musician we've heard from in our 700-plus episodes that hasn't made money playing.
I haven't. Literally. I've never covered gas.
Well, but apparently Gene Simmons hasn't either, the way he's attacked radio.
Let's not go down. That's a big one to go down right there.
Gene.
But yeah, hopefully we're still on the air if they start passing legislation like that.
You know, on the radio station, they have these weird rules. Like, Bonnie played a song this week. It's four songs, but it's one song on an album. It's 20 minutes long.
Okay.
But it's one song, and they won't let me play it on the radio. Like, there's a rule that you can't play more than three songs from the same artist in a certain amount of hours.
Oh, wow.
So, like, literally, you can't play a whole album. Like, if you
a streamer.
If you wanted to play an album, like, someone released an album, you wanted to play it start to top.
Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't let you do it.
Wow.
It's insane to me.
That's crazy.
Literally, they make you take it down.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, wow. Confusing.
That's interesting. Streaming, the streaming world is a whole different nightmare.
Yeah, it is.
You know, because we had this show on Spotify for a while, and because we play local music, I guess they were not allowed.
Well, and they need to get caught up to the modern world because the laws are over 100 years old that are kind of on the books, especially with the PROs and things like that. So the whole thing needs modernized.
Reevaluated.
Yes. Yeah. Well, when I put the music on everything this year, they tell you they're going to take your music and do what they want to do with it. They're going to put it into a commercial without your say-so, whatever.
See, that's always been taboo on our end, yeah.
No, that's the thing now.
Yeah.
Wow. When you upload a tune to CD Baby and it goes out to everywhere, they can do whatever they want. They can AI it. They can do whatever they want with that tune.
That's a rough angle there.
But back to give a bird to Gene Simmons, because I know this station pays tens of thousands of dollars to have the right to play music. So for him to say radio is ripping musicians off, what is wrong with him?
That's a lawyer representation management thing on his side.
It's not really radio stations thousands. That are ripping them off. It's the people who collect the money that don't give it out to the people.
Right. Right, and that's not our fault.
I believe that. That's a racket.
It's not your fault.
That's
a
racket.
I pay someone to do that for music from the 412, and I play local bands, and I play my own band on it. I don't ever get a dime. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So where's the money go? It goes to the people who have 100,000 hits already. They get the money, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's what it is, but...
We're visiting with Rocky Lamondi, music from the 412. If they want to make that donation, where are they going?
www.musicfromthe412.com.
Go right there and give $5 right now, because we've opened up the trunk, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
We're going to dive into some Noble Hops, because we're going to talk about when they're going to be on Music from the 412 coming up after you hear from the Noble Hops and a band that Rocky is also involved in. It's all part of our grassroots show here tonight for the new year on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Goodbyes, and we made our way out west. dozen different cities and a couple of county jails. It became quite clear he had it rough. He played his life out hard. With every deal of the deck he got, well, he blamed it on his cards. As I closed the lid on a trunk I found hidden in my father's room, well, I was haunted by the feeling that my own time would come soon.
I like.
Have you heard the news? Not only is Cummings Candy and Coffee House celebrating 120 years in business, they're upping their roasting game and expanding their kitchen at Cummings South location in Penn Township. The menu is still a work in progress, but they'll start off with delicious burritos and pepperoni rolls, and of course some other stuff too. Plus, they've got a new fancy roaster, and now we'll be roasting their famous Main Street coffee and other coffee varieties at Cummings South.
You're the king.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
This is the Grassroots Show. It's every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, presented by Shady Lady Productions, right here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Streaming as well, 977rocks.com. And we are honored tonight to have live in the studio with us, Rocky Lamondi, music from the 412, which, by the way, you can support. You could make that $5 donation right now and help support the cause at musicfromthe412.com.
Or yes, if they can, or they could pull out 10 if they want, you know, or 20.
20 or whatever.
Whatever they have.
Make a monthly donation, whatever the case may be. The good part is we're not going to interrupt this show the entire every 5 minutes of what we're doing to stop and have two people that you don't even know who they are
answering the phones.
Yeah, you know, saying, you know, call the phone right now. We're going to keep moving along.
Like
QED. But we're going to encourage you to go to musicfromthe412.com and make that small donation or large donation. If you're a business out there, that becomes a tax write-off for you. Support the cause. Let's keep it on the air. We've had the opportunity to visit with Rocky from the moment you've kicked off this show every year on our New Year's Eve kind of get together or surrounding the new year. And honored to have you in the studio, man.
Thank you. It's a beautiful studio here.
Yeah, we this is where we do the gig every Monday morning.
And I love it.
Play it back.
I need this arm thing. Can I take this with me?
You know that one over there. It's broken.
That's all I have in my place of those.
So who else helps you in your cause? I know you've had a connection to the Vault, and we've got an artist out of the Vault studio. But there are some other folks that help produce the cause to get your shows on the air.
Pretty much the Vault is the only sponsor for my show. And Pamela Bryan helps out as well for my show. For the station, it's just the same people, really. That's why I'm looking for people to make donations to keep the station going, because it's been hard getting people, advertisers or clubs or anybody to, you know, advertise on the station, which I thought would be easy for clubs who had bands would want to advertise, but it just hasn't turned out that way. So we're going to try to do like, what do you call it? What's that station? YEP.
Yeah.
So we're going to do like that.
Right.
Like, but we're actually
kind of a public
access
broadcast.
Yeah, but that's play local bands though, instead of like they do, you know.
Yeah.
So for a donation of $100, you can get this compilation CD.
Yeah.
Of the Borstal Boys' greatest hits.
Yep.
There you go.
And you get a Noble Hop CD too. If you give $150, we'll throw a Noble Hop CD in with that as well.
We don't have CDs.
A cassette then. You don't have cassettes either.
I could probably make a cassette.
Okay, we can make a mixed one.
There you go.
Like a makeout one. And we can make it at
To the Amish Ninja. You make out to the Amish Ninja. Yeah. There you go.
We can make it at the meat locker too.
Get you a hook. There you go. Yeah, we could have Jim replicate some hooks from the Meat Locker recording studio. How about it?
I love that name, the Meat Locker.
Yeah, isn't it cool?
It's fantastic.
I'm telling you got to check that place out sometime. It's really cool.
It's up by here though.
It's right around the corner.
Maybe I'll go there for lunch after.
I mean, I actually sang a song there and it didn't fall in. Oh, that's the amazing part. That's how well that place was built.
Did you wear your helmet for it, though?
Yeah. Remember those days.
Yes, it was fantastic. The SOS started this station for me, actually. Yeah.
Is that what triggered it? The really did. Stages effort?
Yeah, because we did that, and I really loved doing video. Like, I loved, like, where the camera, like what the focus on and stuff like that. When we were out of pianos and stuff, I was running the switcher and I enjoyed it. You know what I mean? It was kind of like playing music. It gave me like a sense of, you know, an art sense. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what made me do the station. Plus, I wanted to promote people who were doing original music in town. So, you know, that's how it started.
It is amazing to see the passion people have for a music scene, and not being a musician, you know, I admire that. I mean, I respect what you folks create, the passion you have for that, but also for people behind the scenes that, you know, do little things to help promote it. You know, I was involved in a little fanzine years ago, back in the 80s, and it was just fun being a part of that because it got you connected to some of the musicians that you wanted to see, and you got to support that and just kind of brag about them a little.
And the fanzines are gone, too. That's a thing of the past because everybody has the internet. Same with albums and stuff. But there's actually a guy in town that has his own. It's called Second Scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had him on. Tim. Yeah.
He does a really cool job. It's mainly nationals, though, on his thing. He might have a couple of locals on it, but he does a fantastic job on that paper. Rock and Roll Reporter. Do you have anything to do with that?
No. Okay. But I know what you're talking
about. Vinny.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah, no, we had an entity called Steel City Rock Magazine years ago.
Okay,
with Mike Elko.
Mike Elko, who then formed Elko Concerts. Actually, it was Steel City Rock Presents for a while, and it became.
I worked for him for a couple years, actually. Yeah, running sound down at the Rex.
Yeah, Mike still is active today, although a lot of that's connected
in Florida,
back and forth in Florida.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you know, even though that the fanzine is gone, it has been replaced with things like this, though. Grassroots show and your show and things like that. So, I mean, the content's still there. You just got to get your phone out and go to that link.
Yeah.
You know, it drives me nuts. I have certain things that drive me nuts. One is.
Oh, here we go. Check the time, Bob. No.
What's the time? Can we go? One is, though, I'm just going to go on this. When you had an album, you would sit down with the lyrics.
Yeah.
Now you knew what the whole album was. Now it's one song because it's the one song you like. You know, and then you go off to another artist or whatever. So I think we're going in a way where there's so much out there, but it's turning into like where you don't enjoy it really, you know?
You don't enjoy it in the fashion that we got to enjoy growing up. And that's why I still love to put on albums today, because I want to sit down in a chair and I want to read through the liner notes. I want to try to engage with the band a little bit and what they were trying to create.
We used to lose ourselves in it.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I would spend hours laying right there with my headphones on. And
what were you on?
I mean, just listening to records, you know, and taking so all that. No, I was on the music.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just that, because that was what we had back then. But, you know, I agree with you, but the times have changed, and this is where we're at. And you're right, to get above the noise. Because it's a lot of noise. I even see that. I think it's awesome that you can find live music every day of the week now, but it's saturated. I mean, pies are only so big, and it is saturated. And I see a bottom falling out eventually. I really do. Everything goes in cycles. You know that.
I don't think the bottom's going to fall out, because I think that's where we're just going to be. It used to be where you go to one club and you see a band, and that didn't matter who was playing. You would go to that club for the scene, you know. And now people, do they have these clicks? You play the same night as a band that you know. And we always talk about that. You do the grassroots or the festival that you do, and you're not supposed to play like the week before or after, you know what I mean? So for that reason, because you don't want to wear out, you know.
Sure.
You want people to come see you play. And people don't grasp that. Like, you know. It amazes me how you do a show and they don't even advertise for it or tell anybody to come, and then you'll play four shows in 1 week in the same neighborhood.
Same neighborhood. Oh, yeah, I deal with that all the time.
It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then if you're in a, you know, there's usually like five or six groups that you're all kind of friends and you like. You don't book gigs on the same nights as those people. You know what I mean? And it's hard. They just want to play out. They don't understand about... You know, what would make it better, the scene better, would be to play once a month, and then those other four bands play on the nights you're not playing. You know what I mean? And you go support them.
There's an oversaturation there. And obviously, it's not because of the money, right?
No.
Well, that part I think is going to fall out. The economics of it is where I'm talking about the bottom falling out. Again, the pie is only so big, and I think that's coming. And to your point,
the tribute bands get the whole pie.
We all right, we'll come right back. You know, but to your point,
we didn't want me to talk too long.
We spent 2025 playing out of the area for that very reason.
Yeah.
It was like, I've played all of these places and trying to talk your friends into coming and seeing you for the ninth time that month. I don't want people to, you know,
I understand. Yeah.
When we're back in town, come see us. Otherwise we're trying to get 2-3 hours out.
Yeah.
And it's worked. It really has. I'll tell you what.
Where are you going?
We played Mansfield and Youngstown and Erie and, Johnstown in the last year. So
okay,
yeah,
so you're going to Ohio, PA, yeah. You're doing West Virginia.
We haven't done, our goal in 2026 is to go south and okay. A little more east again. So yeah.
Yeah.
But we've seen it paid off. And I got that from other bands, you know, in my history of doing this as well. Like when they would, when they'd do a show in town, it was like, man, they haven't played here in 3 months. Everybody wanted to go see them.
Yeah.
And they're okay. I'm not going to mention names, but we do a benefit and the band played down the road 2 hours before they played at the benefit.
Wow. Get me going.
I mean,
that's a promoter's job though, to make sure that don't happen and kick them off the bill. Cause I've done that before. I've kicked bands off the band jam.
I know.
It's like, you knew what the rule was and, you make a decision. And then like, well, we made our decision. I'm like, well, you're off the band jam. I've had to do that.
I know. I know. Cause Matt hated it that you made those rules up, but
why'd you have to? Well, oh, I didn't know. I didn't know he was mad at me.
No, he hates the role.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Because he wants to play all the time.
Yeah, he wants to play all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Matt was mad at me. Well, you know, I don't think it was him I kicked off anyway.
No, but I guess we always got away with it because Matt gets the get out of jail free card maybe or something. Because he plays like every night of the week.
Well, he's in 17 bands.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
But.
Yeah. Well, hey, speaking of the vault. Let's play a tune.
I think we're going to arm wrestle here in a minute. I don't know.
Let's play a cut from The Vault. And somebody that we actually played a couple of weeks ago.
Torrance Sebastian, yes.
You turned me on to this because I was watching music from the 412, and I'm like, wow, this girl's voice is beautiful.
It's amazing. And so she's a Vault artist. She was working with Rob Diener. She doesn't have a band, so it's just her and Rob.
Okay.
So Rob does all the music for her. They have other people come in and do instruments or whatever for her recordings. She is the real deal. I'm telling you right now, she is the real deal.
Yeah.
The way she writes, her voice, everything about her is the real deal. So I'd like to see something come out with good for her, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
But she records at V6 upstairs with Rob Diener.
Okay.
And that's basically just a separate studio inside the vault. So Bob McCutcheon runs the vault and the Rob Diener runs V6. And she's signed to the vault. And she was my show before Ryan, Roxy.
Okay.
So you can always go onto my website and check out the on-demand episode of that as well.
At musicfromthe412.com, where you're also donating. 412.com.
I'm start saying it like that. I like that.
You could make that $5, $10, $20, $100 donation right now.
And if you give $100, I believe the meat locker will give you a piece of meat.
Torrance Sebastian, it's Violent. It's the Grassroots Show with Rocky Lamondi, our special guest host tonight on The Rock Station, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Doesn't show.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build a Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build a Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back to wrap up our Grassroots Show here tonight. First one for 2026. We were honored to have a special co-host here tonight, Utah, Mr. Rocky Lamondi, Music from the 412. Please donate now, musicfromthe412.com.
Well, we'll see what happens. If he gets more donations or we get more angry fan mail. I'm curious to see what happens here. This has already been a journey.
Why are you going to get angry fan mail?
It's because what we do.
You're right.
Hey, we just heard Magic Rain from the Rumble. They're a band you dig, too.
I dig those guys a lot.
Sebastian, and they were rumbling through some Magic Rain.
So I've seen them at the Rock for Life show. It was the first time I ever seen those guys, and then I seen them at your show.
So we had Half Wheel Rain, and then we had some Magic Rain by the Rumble as we make the money rain down for Music from the 412.
Yes, please donate.
Yes.
Yes.
Musicfromthe412.com.
We play local bands.
That's right. But check it out. And, of course, as we kicked off the show tonight, Rocky, this past Christmas Day, you actually debuted the interview that you did with your Rock and Roll Symphony show with Ryan Roxie from Alice Cooper's band.
Yeah, it was really cool, too. He's a down-to-earth guy. We always played a show with him. We did three shows with him, I think, from 2017 to 2020, before COVID. Every time Alice Cooper was in town, we did a show with his band.
Okay.
And we would do it at a bar. I provided the equipment and everything like that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I knew him, through Paul Unger. And a shout out to him, because he's the one who hooks me up with Ryan all the time and stuff like that. So I just thought it was cool. I mean, I did Samantha Fish, and I did Ryan Roxie were the two national artists that I've had on my show. Everybody else has been, you know, local. Yeah.
Boy, Samantha Fish is a talented girl.
Yes, she is.
Man. I sample her on my Saturday night show, Rock Fabric, a lot. And, well, not a lot, not enough, put it that way. But, man, there's just so many.
I thought you were going to say something about your AI bot.
No, I'm not into AI just yet.
Yeah, pretty soon we'll just have AI do this show for us.
That's right.
There
that's
we go.
Right,
and then I can get that 4 hours of my life back every week.
Yeah, that'd be fun, though.
Just type it in.
No,
Make a show with Bob in Utah with these artists. And then
a Samantha Fish AI thing would be pretty cool.
The symphony. Where did you come up with the name for that? I'm just curious. Take us back to the beginning.
I know where this is already going.
I don't know. I was thinking about names, and I wanted it to be a rock and roll show, like Sympathy for the Devil, Symphony. Just having. What was the big show that it was a symphony? Why am I blanking right now? There's a show. It was a live show that was called Rock and Roll Symphony, but it was with the dudes from the Beatles and the band. What was the last show the band did?
Last Waltz.
The last Waltz. Yeah, okay. You know, the guys from DBE that play it for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
They get free advertising for it, too. But, okay, I'm on to something else.
Yeah.
You can send all the bad mail to Anthony Lamondi. At 97.7, the Rock Station.
And watch it bounce back.
You were telling us, you visited with us late in 2025 and said the Borstal Boys are probably going to be a thing of the past. But you that name came from a unique entity that a lot of people would recognize.
It came from my favorite band, The Faces. So the Borstal Boys is a Faces tune, and the Borstal Boys is also a book written by Brandon Behan, I believe his name is.
Okay.
And it was banned in, I think it was banned in England or Ireland. I think it was banned in England.
Okay.
Honestly, because Borstals were a place in England that they would put youth in. And it was basically Irish that came over and did bombings and stuff like that, and the kids, and they put them into this the building or whatever. So that's what happened.
Okay.
But that's where I got the name from the Faces too.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, I mean, you guys had that, you know, I called them the Rolling Stones of Pittsburgh every time I talked about the Borstal Boys. Yep. You had that vibe. You had that same kind of vibe, which is cool.
I mean, that's always been, even if we start another band, it's going to be that kind of vibe, because that's what me and Vinny are into.
Gotcha.
And Vinny's my main guy, and even if we, someone said, "Well, what kind of music are you going to do?" If we do anything, it's going to sound exactly the same. It's never going to change. It's not like I can go do play another genre or something of music.
Yeah,
you know. So I mean, we're rock and roll guys, and that's what we are. Yeah,
and that's why you tune into the Rock and Roll Symphony. I even loved the set decoration that you went out and got. I mean, that was pretty cool.
That was years. It took years. I'm still adding things right now. I'm adding plants and stuff right now. Wait till you come over and see it now. And we're going to have, on our next show, we're going to have Utah's band in with us in the studio. And there's going to be a segment on it from Jazz's Rock and Road Show, because I'm going to go over and talk to them about how their album was produced. So I've been delving into that kind of stuff on my show now.
Okay.
I did it at the Vault with V6 with Torrance.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it with you, and then I'm going to do it with Dana Canones the show after that. So.
Cool.
Just getting into like a little segment, something to do, you know, go over. I think it's kind of cool to find out how people work on tunes, you know, when they get a part, how they added to it and things like that. So
I've often said, man, I'd love to be a fly on the wall. And so, you know, just, and I love reading the biographies of all these musicians and, you know, like Ted Templeman and things like that. And just to hear the stories of how stuff happened, you know, he recorded Eruption because Eddie was just noodling on a guitar. You know, stuff like that is just so cool.
I want someone to write a book about me.
That way I could
read about what I did. I can't remember half of the things I've done.
Well,
that'd be nice.
Join the club on that one. Again, you can donate now. Musicfromthe412.com.
Everything you got in your wallet. Send it.
PayPal.
A little flashback history, too, is the very first episode you and I were featured on that. Were we not?
It was like the third.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. All right. First season.
Yeah. We were with Jay Wiley and
the Red Lines.
Yeah. And the Red Lines,
We went down and hung out. And
Which you can catch that episode on our on demand station on musicfromthe412.com as well.
Seen it. Yeah.
There you go. So check out the videos, check out the radio station, pull up the on demands. If you're a band and you're playing somewhere, Bonnie would love to talk about you on the concert calendar, just like we would here as well.
Yes, and thank you for having me on, and I appreciate everything you guys do at the station, because you're actually doing what I'm doing, and you've been doing it a lot longer than me, supporting original music in this town, and we need more people like you, so thank you.
One of my favorite things to do is I stay at a lot of Airbnbs, and you know, typically they don't have cable. They have a Roku stick or something like that.
Yeah.
So I always install your two apps, apps on there. So there's music from the 412 live and the other music.
If anybody from any hotels are listening, I'd love to have music from the 412 in your hotels. So
there you go.
If anybody out here.
Support it.
Yeah.
All right.
In the Meat Locker. Make sure you stop by the Meat Locker.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Yes. Rocky, thanks for visiting with us. We're going to spin some Rattle Bones, by the way.
All right.
Some Silver Bullet. And we'll follow that up with the Faces and Borstal Boys, because it all ties in together. Rocky, thanks for making the trip up. Thank you for what you're doing, too. Check it out, folks. Musicfromthe412.com.
I don't know how we're going to beat this episode. It's just the first episode of 2026. We might as well pull the plug now. Thanks, Rocky.
I'm sure you can.
We'll be right back. She doesn't own a dress. Her hair is always a mess. If a cat is stealing, she won't confess. She's beautiful. Smokes a pack a day. Wait, that's me. But anyway, she doesn't care a thing about that. Hey, she thinks I'm beautiful. Meet Virginia. She never compromises, loves babies and surprises, wears high heels when she exercises. Ain't that beautiful? Meet Virginia. Well, she walks. Mama works on carburetors. My brother is a fine mediator for the president. Here she is again on the phone, just like me. Hates to be alone. We just like to sit at home and rip on the president. Meet Virginia.
Money!
different is cool.
I always knew I was different, and now I know why.
Your rock station, 97.7.
The voice is gone.